This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
1 year anniversary celebration tonight for the Roseburg Public Library. Chris Wiley beginning what is apparently going to be a long day for you.
It is. It's going to be fantastic, though.
So the official grand opening was a year ago tomorrow, right?
On January 10th, we had just an amazing celebration in the evening. We had 900 people in the building that day. It was a wonderful ribbon cutting ceremony.
So what's going to be happening tonight?
Well, tonight we're starting at 6, and at that time we're going to do a video conference session with best-selling author Chris Grabenstein. He has done the Mr. Limoncello's Library series. These are junior reader books, and they're sort of an escape room theme, and the first one takes place in a newly opened library. So how appropriate to have him talking about that. He was inspired by a similar story to what we've had, and we have one of our now high school students, Jane Harvey, has been communicating with him over the last couple of years. And when she asked him if he would do this video conferencing session, he agreed. He's out in New York, and he'll be with us for 15 to 20 minutes by video.
Yeah, I was looking yesterday. Some of his books have been on the New York Times bestseller list for, like, you know, 2 or 3 years at a time.
It's a big deal to get him. If we can't have him in person, let's get him by video conference talking about being a writer, talking about how he comes up with his names. Mr. Limoncello, I don't know how he came up with that as a name, but I would love to hear that story tonight. And then following that, we're going to have some local officials speaking. The mayor will be there, our library commissioner, Brian Prowitz, and then Michael Lasher. He's superintendent of the Douglas Education Service District. They're our co-locators. And then city manager, Nikki Messenger.
So you have all of that going on because really it's been a wild year. You shared a couple weeks ago some of the stats just in terms of people visiting and library cards issued, and it seems like it surpassed what anybody expected.
It was even greater than anything I could have hoped for. And this is an opportunity for us to thank all of the organizations, the philanthropists, the community, really, for making it so successful.
And so what happens after you get through the first part with the author and then the public officials?
Well, then we'll transition where people of all ages can come into one of the meeting rooms and do some crafts based around Mr. Limoncello. And there will also be an escape room kind of activity that kids can go out into the stacks and learn more about the library. And if they complete that activity, their name will be in a drawing for a book pack of Mr. Limoncello's library books.
Wow.
We have two packs for young people to perhaps win. We'll also have refreshments. We'll have lemonade, of course, water and coffee, as well as some fruit and vegetables, and just something to tide you over, meat and cheese, until you have your full meal.
Now, and I just now got the lemonade part of that. Why that makes sense. I didn't think of that earlier. And you got music, too.
We sure do. We're so excited to have the Umpqua Singers visit. And all of it's going to be happening in the main part of the library. So they'll be up on a stage. That's where the video conferencing will happen as well. People can come and go. They can sit and listen to the Umpqua Singers, or they can visit with their friends, really get just have a great time celebrating a wonderful anniversary.
So what do you look forward to now going into the second year?
Oh my gosh, there are so many opportunities. We have a lot of possibilities and a lot of potential. I want to continue to build the partnerships that we've been just starting in the last year. A year goes by so fast, and we've accomplished a lot, and there's still a lot left to do, and I'm super excited to really dig in with all the people in the community who have some ideas and connections with other groups. Let's get together and use the library as a community space.
And if I recall from the last time we talked, and maybe this started with the actual calendar going into the new year, even some additional hours.
We are hoping, fingers crossed. We did add 4 hours in October. I would love to add 4 more hours. We're assessing that. It's a capacity issue, right? We get about 420 people in the building every day, and we want to be able to serve all of those people to the best of our ability.
So a lot of things ahead for the Roseburg Public Library. You know, you look back, you know, a year and a half ago, this has been kind of a wild ride.
It has. It's gone by in a flash, but it's a beautiful space. It's a wonderful community. We have fantastic volunteers and staff. The city has been so supportive. I can't say enough about all of the department heads, our city manager. It's been a joy to be here.
All right, again, the event tonight, 6 o'clock. I guess we'll let you go across the street and start working on it.
I have a few things to do, Kyle.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library Director, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.